Thank you. Good morning, everyone. And happy Thanksgiving. Please be seated for some announcements. For some of you who I'm just meeting for the first time, what I've been doing since arriving in London is giving a recap to the congregation of the suggestions that they gave of things for Heather and I to do. And so this week, we managed to do a couple of things that were very fun. We went down to St. Thomas, and we walked on the elevated train tracks that they've converted into an art park. View is beautiful. I will be the first to admit, though, that I don't really understand modern art, but it was still a lovely thing. There was a giant statue of an elephant that apparently the town ran a train into. This was also the same day that Paul Grambo was telling the Pro Musica singers, when you're tackling a difficult piece like Carmina Burana or Handel's Messiah, you eat the elephant one bite at a time. So I connected those two. It was a little odd. Settling in, I have found a delightful barber, which is why I don't quite look as much like a hippie as I did. On Warrencliffe, a nice guy named Patrick has just set up shop, and he was a delightful barber, which is awesome. A huge thank you goes out to the Altar Guild for this incredible decoration that they did to make this such a special harvest service. Oh, I do have one other question. This is because I'm a prairie person, and as I was out raking up leaves, I covered up the entire garden, which is something that you do in Saskatchewan to protect all of your plants underneath the leaves. No one else has done that here. I'm worried I've made a mistake, so if anybody is a gardener, please come see me after the service and help me fix this. With that, we've got two announcements, one from Steve and one from Bette.
Good morning, everyone. Just a reminder of our very special anniversary weekend, our 150th anniversary later this month in October, October 20th, 21st, and 22nd. We have a lot of the workers right over here. Carolyn Fryer will be selling tickets after the service, and John Sizeland, back from his sojourn away, will be here, and John can give you lots of information about the details for the event. We have two evenings, Friday and Saturday, dinner and a concert featuring our soloists from the choir, and then also on Sunday, we have our anniversary church service in the morning, a special concert by the Immobile Singers in the afternoon, and of course, the very special induction service of Father Michael at 7 p.m. that night. We've tried to keep tickets very reasonably priced, so if you feel that this is just too good of a deal, feel free to donate to the St. James Anniversary Fund, and that will help support the music program, outreach, operations of the parish, all kinds of things. So we encourage you to support the parish by attending the anniversary events and considering perhaps a special donation on this great occasion. Thanks so much, everyone.
My name is Bette Cunningham, and I'm here to talk to you about a resurrection. I met with Father Michael a couple of weeks ago, and we're going to try to resurrect our pastoral care team. I'm looking for volunteers. We have a meeting on Thursday at 1:30. Please come, volunteer your time to visit those who have contributed so much to St. James over the years, but have been left behind. We need to reconnect them to us and us to them, to hear their stories, to just meet them and know that their friends are still here and that God is still with them. Please join us on Thursday afternoon at 1:30 in the Westminster Lounge. Thank you.
Give a bit of a plug to the visiting team. One of the things that is absolutely delightful about being a priest is being able to meet with people, to hear their stories, and to get to know them. It is such a gift, and it is a gift that the whole parish can be a part of. You don't need a fancy collar to do it. So if you would like to meet some incredible people, hear some absolutely stunning stories, come and join us on Thursday and volunteer some time. It's a tremendous gift to the parish and to the people who served and lived their lives here and can't come anymore and to still feel connected. So hopefully God is inspiring you a little bit to do that. So with that, I will ask the congregation to please stand. We continue our service on page 185 of the Green Book of Services or on the overheads. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open,
all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and perfectly magnify your holy name.
Let us pray. Creator of the fruitful earth, you made us stewards of all things. Give us grateful hearts for all your goodness and steadfast wills to use your bounty well, that the whole human family today and in generations to come may with us give thanks for the riches of your creation. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord. Amen. Please be seated for our proclamation of the scriptures.
A reading from the book of 2 Corinthians. The point is this: the one who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and the one who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each of you must give as you have been made up your mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance, so that by always having enough of everything, you may share abundantly in every good work. As it is written, he scatters abroad, he gives to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for the food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way for your great generosity, which will produce thanksgiving to God through us. For the rendering of this ministry not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also overflows with many thanksgivings to God. Through the testing of this ministry, you glorify God by your obedience to the confession of your gospel of Christ, and by the generosity of your sharing with them and with all others, while they long for you and pray for you because of the surpassing grace of God that he has given for you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Transgressions. You drench the furrows and smooth out the ridges. With heavy rain, you soften the ground and bless its increase. You crown the year with your goodness, and your paths overflow with plenty. May the fields of the wilderness be rich for grazing, and the hills be clothed with joy. May the meadows cover themselves with flocks, and the valleys cloak themselves with grain. Let them shout for joy and sing. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my lips and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. So happy Thanksgiving, everyone. It's okay, you can say it back. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I'm curious, in London, is it a tradition to, at your Thanksgiving dinner table, go around and say what you're thankful for? How many of you do that? Okay, the 8:30 crowd lied to me. Not one of them put up their hand when I asked that question. So it is a tradition that we've had. If you really want to have fun with somebody, ask 2 or 3 days before Thanksgiving what they're thankful for. The response I got was, "It's not Thanksgiving yet." Okay, sure. So it's an interesting tradition, and it's one that I grew up with and have always hated. If I'm honest, I've always felt super uncomfortable to be put on the spot, and I'm trying to sit there, and as I know it's coming to my turn, I'm trying to think, what's something that I can be thankful for? The birds and the animals and the lakes and the weather, we can always be thankful for those things, but that's pretty mundane, and that doesn't really count. Not super happy about these things, and I'm always trying to pick the right thing to say around that table to be thankful. And by the time it gets to me, I usually have got nothing and come up with some random benign thing to be thankful for. Everyone sort of smiles and moves along. I'm a little worried that that might be what thankfulness has come to in our society. I think that just trying to find that one thing that you can say that just gets you through that process of the dinner, and then you get to hang out and listen to Uncle Buck say some things that you really shouldn't be saying and continue on with the family and just sort of be. Our gospel readings and the scripture is full, absolutely full of advice on how to be thankful. And as much as I would like to say, it's just sitting and thinking about the good things that you do, the good things in your life, it's a little more complicated than that. In our gospel reading today, the story that Jesus tells about the 10 lepers, he comments that only one came back to give thanks. And that's kind of interesting because the others were very busy doing what Jesus has just told them. They were going to show themselves to the priest. In ancient times, leprosy was a communicable disease, and it was very scary because you didn't know the scientific cause. There was no germ theory. There was nothing like that. All you knew was somebody was sick, and they could make you sick. And so they were separated out and put aside. Now, when they were made clean, you needed somebody to check that. And that is basically the entire book of Leviticus. When I was a precocious teen in an evangelical Christian school, and I decided I'd like to stir the pot a little bit, Leviticus was the book in which I went to go. There are so many rules and laws for life that are very bizarre nowadays. One section talks about what to do if your clothing gets moldy. And one of the first advice is show it to the priest. I will admit on Thanksgiving, I am very thankful that no one in St. James has showed me the content of their refrigerator, especially the back little bits of it. I am very thankful that that is not something we do. But there was a reason behind all of this. There was a reason to maintain social cohesion, maintain society in a safe way that you would, if having been sick, presenting yourself to the priests to be made clean so that you could re-enter into society. You could go to Thanksgiving dinner with your family. You could spend time in the community and take your part again. Those 10 lepers were on their way, I'm sure, with joy in their heart about being able to rejoin their community. But Jesus makes a very interesting point. He says, we're not 10 cleaned, but the one who didn't go through all the motions, who didn't get focused on the outcome of their goal, of their actions, but rather the one who in the moment recognized that something amazing had happened and turned back to Jesus. I think that's pretty incredible. Being focused on what makes you thankful can often put you towards the future. It can put you in a state where you're always waiting for something to come. But what Jesus' advice is, and throughout the scriptures, we are told to be thankful for all things. For all things. All the gifts of creation. And of course, those are things like friends and family and resources. But there's more to creation than just friends and family and resources. After my sermon, we're going to say one of the prayers out of the BAS that I absolutely love. It's a general prayer of thanksgiving. It's found somewhere in the front, and it almost is never used. If you have a BAS at home, it is a wonderful resource of prayers, of theology and spirituality, and I would encourage you to have one at home if you don't. But one of the things that this prayer says is it says, we thank you for the blessings, but we also thank you for the tasks that demand our best efforts. Those things that we have to work hard on because it gives us a chance to give all of ourselves. That, on one hand, is a bit radical. Are we really thankful for the things that require us to work really hard, think carefully, and to do our best? Sometimes coasting is pretty nice. The prayer goes on. It says, we also thank you for our failures, for the things that help us acknowledge our reliance on God alone. I wonder how many of us at the table, when we're asked to say what we're thankful for, could actually say what we struggle with, and then wonder how God might use that in the world around us. I'll admit fully, I'm not very thankful that Hamas launched an attack on Israel yesterday. That's not a good thing. Loss of life makes it hard to be thankful. But in this journey that we're in the life that we live together, how can we give thanks for all things? How can we support each other in a way that enables us to be truly open and to truly see God moving through not just the blessings, not just the riches and the grace that he pours on us, but also the whole of our creation, our struggles, our challenges? How can we see those as a gift from God? Because God loves us. God challenges us and God invites us to grow deeper and richer as human beings, made in the image of God. And so this Thanksgiving, let us not only be thankful for our blessings, but also be thankful for the challenges in our lives. Also be thankful for the tasks that demand our best efforts. Let us be thankful for God's gifts, in all their various and sundry forms, that he has poured so richly upon us. Amen. So I'd invite the congregation to stand, and the choir might not be able to see it very well, but there's a prayer at the back. Let's say this prayer together. Let us pray. Accept, O Lord, our thanks and praise for all you have done for us.
We thank you for the splendor of the whole creation, for the beauty of this world, and for the wonder of life, and for the mystery of love. We thank you for the blessings of family and friends, and for the loving care which surrounds us on every side. We thank you for setting us tasks which demand our best efforts, and for leading us to accomplishments which satisfy and delight us. We thank you also for those disappointments and failures that lead us to acknowledge our dependence on you alone. Above all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, for the truth of his word and the example of his life, for steadfast obedience by which he overcame temptation, for his dying through which he overcame death, for his rising to life again, in which we are raised to the life of your kingdom. Grant us the gift of your Spirit, that we may know Christ and make him known. Through him, and at all times, in all places, may give thanks to you in all things. Amen.
I think that was a good summary of the sermon. Let us confess our faith of our baptism as we say,
I believe in God,
Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
I'd invite the congregation to adopt a position of prayer.
In the moments of silence in each intercession, please hold those people or situations in your heart that you would lift before God today. Let us pray trustingly to the God who has loved us into being and cherished us all our life. Loving God, you guide your church into ways of spiritual beauty and gracious wisdom. May your word be spoken out with passion and heard with humility and joy. Sustain and feed us so that we bear fruit in abundance. Holy One, root your people firmly in your love. Loving God, may justice and righteousness flourish in this neighborhood, this country, this world. Bless those who work to right what is wrong and mediate where there is conflict. Raise up leaders who are happy to serve and protect them from power's corruption. Holy One, root your people firmly in your love. Loving God, we thank you for the nurturing we have received and pray for our children and young people as they grow. Protect them from evil and strengthen them in faith. May they continue to be yours forever. Holy One, root your people firmly in your love. Loving God, give comfort and healing to all who are in any kind of need, sorrow, or pain. May they sense your reassuring presence and know that you are there with them, wherever their journey takes them. Today we remember especially Sylvia Brightwell, Eunice Smith, Liz Bailey, Zara Omar, Elvie Breika, and those others we hold in our hearts at this time. Holy One, root your people firmly in your love. Loving God, we pray for those who have died to this earthly life and now see you face to face. We remember your mercy and commit our loved ones to the safety of your keeping. Holy One, root your people firmly in your love. Loving God, we thank you for all the care and attention that you lavish on us. Make us worthy of our calling and continue your ongoing work in us. Merciful One, accept these prayers
For the sake of your child, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
My dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. He welcomes sinners and invites them to his table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please stand. After his death and resurrection, our Lord Jesus Christ appeared to his disciples, and he said to them, "My peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you. Let us share Christ's peace with one another. The peace of the Lord be always with you." Let us pray. The source of all life, the heavens and the earth are yours, yet you have given us dominion over all things. Receive the symbols of our labor and love, which we offer you this day, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of heaven and earth. By water and the Holy Spirit, you have made us a holy people in Jesus Christ our Lord. You renew that mystery in bread and wine and nourish us to show forth your glory in all the world. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the holy people who have served you in every age, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Thanks to you, Lord our God, for the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation, in calling Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, a death he freely accepted, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, according to his command,
we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we, made acceptable in him, may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ and make them new, and bring us to that city of light where you dwell with all your sons and daughters, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation, by whom, and with whom, and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Creator of all, you gave us golden fields of wheat, whose many grains we have gathered and made into this one bread. So may your church gather and make into the earth into your kingdom. The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Let us pray. God of our hope, in this Eucharist we find the source of all your blessings. Nourished in these holy mysteries, may we with our lives give you continual thanks and praise. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Glory to God, whose power working in us. And may the God of infinite goodness scatter the darkness of sin and brighten our hearts with holiness. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Our service of worship comes to its close, but our service to each other and to God's world now begins refreshed and renewed. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.